casting wheel. Little beat for thrill. Grandpa and chill, grandson and friends.
Grandpa and chill in full effect. We talk about it all, yeah, put it all on the set. With that pet craze too, we chillin' with Rosie. Come through, stay tuned, yeah, listen closely. Cause this the millennials and the silent generation coming together, discussion in rotation. This is Grandpa and Chill.
And then I had another dream where I was in this big factory with all this big machinery and equipment. And they're very vivid, the dreams. I don't know what they mean, but, you know.
Have you ever been to someone that, like, understands dreams and stuff?
Yeah, I'd have to probably find someone that understands them. The one in the factory with all this pretty complicated equipment, what I was doing was cleaning a table. That's it.
In the dream?
Yeah, in the dream. I was just cleaning a table.
What did the table look like?
Good question. I don't even remember. I don't know.
It's all right. That's a hard question. I have a terrible memory of recalling my dreams.
Yeah, I had a dream where my girlfriend's dad like got really angry at me and was like, clean up my bathroom.
That's it.
That's it. Did you do it? Did you clean the bathroom?
The rest of the dream.
You're crying in there with some Pine Sol.
Yeah.
What does the bathroom look like?
It's nice. A really nice bathroom. Yeah. Is that all you did, Grandpa? Was clean the table up? The whole dream.
That's all I can remember.
Wait, but closer to the mouth, Grandpa. I can't hear you.
I've had a pretty rough week because I had I was quite sick from the flu. I had conjunctivitis, which your eyes get bloodshot, and a very sore throat and lung, but I'm all better now. But Linda got ill about 4 or 5 days after me, and she's just getting over it now. And she really had a rough situation with it. I don't know why, because we've both had the flu vaccine, but apparently we both got the flu.
That's probably why you're feeling so good, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the flu can take you out for a real long time.
Well, I think it took me about 8 to 10 days to really get over most of it, 99% of it. She's in like the sixth or seventh day right now, and she wants to go back to work in 2 days. So anyhow. But she had very different symptoms than I did. She's got laryngitis. First of all, she's got asthma, and it caused her asthma to become a problem.
Is she doing better, Grandpa?
Is she doing better?
Yeah.
Yes, she's doing much better, yeah. But yeah. Her voice is different. It's like much lower, mm-hmm. her voice, than what it normally sounds like. So yeah, she's coming along. Yeah, she got antibiotics. I don't know if they help at all, because from what I understand, it's a viral infection, what's the other word I'm trying to think of? But you guys all look very healthy, wonderful, and yeah, you really do. All of you, you look terrific.
I couldn't tell if you had the flu a couple of days ago either.
Yeah, you're glowing. Yeah. I gotta ask Brandon. I'm not trying to be in your cornflakes, but you've got the craziest looking email name in your inbox right now.
Which one?
This Geek Squad receipt.
What the heck?
Edizofritra? Your renewal request has been processed. Yeah, that definitely seems fake. Because if you click on the email, it says,
oh, no. Okay, I'm going to put it in spam.
It's not the Geek Squad. Like, the Geek Squad would be, like, at geeksquad.com. This is the creepiest.
That's what I thought. Like, I didn't even... I saw it was already open, and I was like, okay, well, you know, Brandon must have opened it, so he must know what it is. but I saw the name of who it was from. And then I saw, and I just clicked on, like, you know, on Gmail, you can preview the documents that are attached. Yeah. And I did that. And I was like, what the fuck is this? How do I spam you?
Grandpa, your email, sends me like this, the same message. Like, I get it like once a week. It says, hey, sorry, these are delayed. Here are your photos. Open them as fast as possible. And then it's a
list. From you, Brandon.
They're not from me. And your father's been getting them too. And they're not from me.
I've been getting those since I...
Donut.
I get them from B-Fox. Yeah.
It's, you're the weak link, Brandon. I've been getting them ever since I met you. Ever since you started emailing me, I've been getting those. They go straight to spam, but I've been getting them from Brandon Fox with two X's.
What? Oh, I never knew that. I was sending them. I only ever get them.
He's in his sleep. He's in his sleep sending like spam by spam sheet.
I got one right. I got 1, 2, 3. I got 4. In my spam right now. So I definitely should have forwarded them sooner. Anyway, here they are now. 3 pictures, but no attachment.
Yep. I don't even click on it. I just go, wow, Brandon.
Realizing I should have sent them to you a bit earlier.
Yeah.
I thought you were being a desperate friend. You know, I was like, he really wants to hang out. I was like, if you want to take a picture with me, you can just take it with me. We don't need to do all this.
I know I'm sort of
on the link.
Jumping around, but
don't click on that link. That's the reason why we're getting them now.
Because you already clicked on something.
What?
You've already done it before.
What, Grandpa?
Do you guys have any thoughts on this awful, awful situation in Turkey? The earthquake.
That's crazy. There's a lot of crazy happening. I just never heard of a earthquake doing something like that.
More than 30,000 people have died.
Now it's 30?
It's going to be over 50. 30, yeah, it's already like 30.
Wow.
That doesn't even make sense.
And it's literally because like 200 like very rich building contractors like cut codes for like most of the buildings in the city. And so all these buildings that were supposed to like not crumple at all like completely collapsed on everybody. Yeah, before I moved to Atlanta, I was very... Did you ever meet Jonon Finus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was very close with someone who was from Turkey, and them and their group, like, they...
Oh, my God.
You know, I met family and everything, and it was like... Yeah, I hope they're all okay. But I think it's all in this one city.
Yeah, and Syria has had a lot of issues, too, with it. Not only Turkey, but Syria.
What are your thoughts?
Are we prepared if things happen like that here? Maybe we should be sanctioned, looking at people's houses and looking at people's housing now? You know, before it's too late, before like we're like, hey, it was someone else's fault that this area, yeah, I knew this or that. Maybe since we know that the world may be in for some troubles, it'd be a good idea for people to go in and go, hey, we know we kind of messed up a while ago. We didn't really make this place flood proof and you're in a really flood heavy area. Let's go ahead and fix that. That'd be a good idea. They can, you know,
that's gonna be already forgiven it. Yeah.
Whoever's done it already, like, hey, you're already forgiven him. Finest's book. Just go fix it now.
Please.
I know several years ago there was an earthquake, I think in either South or North Carolina. Not that severe, but there was an earthquake. Can you hear that?
Yeah, it's very
Can you
odd.
Hear me better now?
When you put it right
there,
I hear you okay. But you're pretty low.
Okay.
Just speak loud.
Well, I'll put it. I don't know. I think something's wrong with the way I have this whole thing set up. I don't know whether it's the Focusrite unit or the or my computer, but I've got to get somebody in here because I don't know what I'm doing, obviously, right now.
Yeah. If not, I'll come visit you in May and help you.
Well, I would like to see you. You're always welcome.
They put out like a few hundred arrest warrants for all these building contractors in Turkey. But you know, like Miami is supposed to be underwater in X amount of years, and there's nothing you really can do about that. So
that's gonna be crazy. That's gonna be straight out of Florida's gonna look straight out of what was that movie?
Don't Look Up. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
It doesn't end well. I think you're talking about the world after tomorrow, right?
No, I'm talking about Don't Look Up, where everyone was like very well aware of this imminent disaster coming towards them. And then instead of taking any resources or brain power or any single cell of their body, putting it towards trying to solve the solution, they just, I don't even remember what they did. They threw parties, they made memes.
That's true for me. I don't even want to watch that.
They went out of their way to make it worse instead.
And then this other situation with the balloons that they've shot down, I think is a farce. I think that the Chinese economy is overtaking the American economy, and I think that we're trying to look like bad characters. And I'm sure there's balloons flying from every country all the time. I've never heard of an accident from a balloon since aviation began. And
and you were there.
So they're looking for ways to condemn China, who gave us all these products at very reasonable prices, and people got a good value from the products. And now we're complaining about inflation. Sure, we've put all kinds of duties and everything on Chinese imported goods. I think it's all government hype, really.
I'm gonna tell you something. China doesn't need any bad press. They've figured it out on their own. Okay, they're still jailing people in Hong Kong, and they still have the many concentration camps that you can see from satellites in space. I have so many questions. First of all, we've missed so much. We've been gone so long. So much happened.
So much has happened.
The balloons are a distraction because the balloons are a distraction. There is World War I gas leaking across the Midwest.
From the train?
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about
it. They had to burn off fucking... Thank you. Finally saw it on the 5:30 news today. It was like a week ago. Where were you, NBC?
The government officials
in Ohio.
The government officials say everything's okay.
The train crash. This private railroad let a train crash and fucking explode in the middle of Ohio, and it was full of I don't know, fucking chemical X, and like it was this huge mushroom cloud of smoke and death and tar. You could see it from space. It literally cleared. You can see it from the when you fly a regular ass airline. You could take pictures if you're flying over Ohio. You could see it. You could see it from space. Cleared the skyline. And there's just like black. There's just black, literally black clouds over the middle of Ohio. There's shit leaking literally all over. It seeped into the ground. And then it released all this gas. And they decided to burn off some of the gas because if the rest of it got out, you know, then we'd really have problems.
They did what? Meanwhile, with the gas? They burned it?
Vinyl chloride. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Well, that's
vinyl
one of them.
Chloride.
That's what they make foam out of. Foam rubber, you know.
But it's very toxic, very cancerous. And the company donated $25,000 to help. It's like a $55 billion or trillion-dollar company.
Yeah.
They gave $5 to each person is what that comes out to, basically.
Just in the nearby town, as if it's up. So all the fucking fish around there have fucking died. Everybody's fucking chickens and pets are dead. I'm not joking. There's just foxes in the forest that are just lying there dead. Everything is fucking died. They told everybody to evacuate. And then like a day or two later, they were like, oh, it's fine. You can come back. Just don't drink anything. Okay. If everything is fine, like you can breathe. I know it feels like the air smells funny. And I know you think your head hurts. And I know you think you feel dizzy. But I'm just telling you, probably drank the water. I just told you not to drink the water. And you're drinking the water anyway. And that's why you feel bad. So it's not even my fault.
Sorry.
It's spread into the Ohio River now. We live in hell.
It's been a really bad century.
Throats are burning. Throats are burning from it.
The fish. The fish.
And the vinyl
like
chloride.
Thousands of years were totally fine. And now everybody has a. Every fish is like dying of microplastics. And yeah.
The vinyl chloride is only one of the substances. There's some that are much more dangerous than the vinyl chloride.
That's right.
Bad. Yeah,
because it's a private railroad, so you don't actually know whatever the fuck was on there, what else was on the train. You have no idea.
Well, they claimed the reason they burned it off. They claimed that it would may have exploded if they didn't release some of the gases from it.
So how did it?
That's the only part I believe.
So how did it? What happened again?
Yeah.
So they think that. They think that our former true leader, when he was in office, they relaxed a lot of the railway or transportation safety guidelines. So that has led to them having to. So they haven't acknowledged what the actual cause of the crash is, I think. But I just saw something this morning about a picture that shows some kind of like fucked up brake wheel or something, some kind of axle was fucked up, or you can see it overheating. And so some people are like trying to blame those regulations, and then there's other people that are blaming the current administration because transportation and Pete Buttigieg. I'm not really sure because they broke up the strike because the I think like Amtrak and them wanted to strike earlier this year, I think. And Congress told them, no, babes, you can't actually strike. I know you think that's a right, but it's not. You're done. So we don't know exactly why it crashed, but it all fucking crashed.
I read where they say that the possibility of explosion from this train is as strong as a small nuclear bomb, like one that was set off in Nagasaki or Hiroshima.
We live in hell, bro.
That's not good.
We live in hell. Rosie!
She just bit me, and she bit me before, and I banged my hand against the table.
It's just because she's excited.
Yeah. I guess she doesn't like the idea of this bomb stuff or the chemicals.
And she's like, oh god.
She said, well, you need to get the go box. You need to get the go bag ready.
She misses her weekly hangout session. This is probably the most that anybody spends time with her is this podcast.
She probably really does.
That's
think
true.
This is her highlight of the week.
Oh, little baby.
The only one.
I'll give you a better look of her.
Hey, Rosie.
Yes.
Hi, Rosie.
Rosita. Oh, yeah. The other stupid part, Finest, is that the governor won't call FEMA.
Why? Because
he won't call FEMA. And they asked him. He was at a press conference a couple days ago, and they're like, you know, what? You know, we feel so bad for you, sir. Like, you're not getting any support from the federal government, cleanup, Red Cross, anybody. And he was like, oh, that basic bitch, Joe, tried to call me earlier today.
Okay.
And he told me, you know, well, if you need anything, just let me know. Because, you know, that's literally what the government is there for when you fuck up and leak Chemical X all over the countryside. And he said, yeah. I didn't call him back. He said, I haven't called him yet.
Okay, that's
and I won't elaborate.
A lot of people's lives are on the hand, you know. It's gonna be better. I hope he thinks about that. I'm sure he's thinking about it.
It's in the water. It's in the ground. It's traveling downwind. It's fine.
Well, I guess the problem is that we feel safe because we're not right in the vicinity of the problem.
I don't feel safe.
I don't feel safe.
I don't feel safe. They said this could spread as far as Pittsburgh. You not safe. Rosie said, get the go bag right now. Put the gas in the car. Make a plan, man.
It can't be good for the atmosphere. That's for sure.
Gonna fuck up the, you know, as if we don't. We just live in hell. I don't know. I don't know.
The whales are all coming in and dying on, you know, big whales are dying.
Whales are dying on the beach. The sharks are eating, still eating children. The hippos are eating children. Everyone's angry, I believe.
But you should be happy because Bezos just sailed off his 500-foot yacht.
Oh, good. You know what? I'm going
to keep that to myself.
I needed that. Thank you, Grandpa.
Wait, what happened?
He's got a yacht. He was riding in it.
He's got one of the largest yachts in the world. They just finally, they were going to tear down a bridge to get the mast through, but they didn't put the mast up until it went through. And it's this thing costs $500 million, 500-foot yacht. You realize what 500 foot is? It's just enormous.
Wait, and so they did end up moving the bridge?
Yeah, they didn't have to move the bridge. They didn't put the mast up until they got through the bridge. They're putting the mast up on the other side. But I hope he has enough room on there because I saw him laying out there and sunbathing with his girlfriend on this.
Maybe he's making the next arc. And, you know, there's good things that all around us happening, see? And look at the bright side of things. I appreciate this.
You know, he
makes more money like in an hour than we'll make in a lifetime.
Than like many people make. They're the ones bitching about the environment. Like Bill Gates is always going on about the fucking the CO2 levels, and he has a private jet that he flies on all day. So
I thought he had a fancy house. Doesn't he have a fancy house that rotates? Isn't that good for the environment?
Oh, yeah. It rotates.
I haven't been invited.
The rotate.
Probably because you're not good enough for the environment, Brandon. Like,
you're not good enough for the environment.
It's
not good.
I'm recycled enough
for the environment.
Bezos yacht. I want to look at this. Oh, it looks like a Carnival cruise ship.
His house or the cruise ship?
No. It's half as long
as a regular cruise ship. It's half that length.
Oh, this looks nice.
When I visited my daughter up in Vancouver, Canada, they had one of the largest yachts in the world right there in a little, it's like a little shopping area. It was parked right there alongside the secondary yacht. He has a secondary yacht, too, that they keep alongside the regular yacht. The secondary yacht's maybe only 250, 300 feet long.
In Russia, they were clamping down on all the oligarchs that had their like super yachts. They're all trying to get away on the boats. Uh-huh. So what's been good in your guys' months?
Lots of cool things. I'm trying to draw with the Sharpie more because I thought I'll be quicker. But it hasn't helped me be quicker. So that's pretty cool. I like the Sharpie look. It's fun.
I'm reading a book
about love. That's pretty cool. And how little we talk about it and how we're like scaredy about it. We'll have a whole like podcast about porn or like something uncomfortable, like anything. We'll talk about anything other than something that's like love in general, how little we bring it up and how we talk about it and how important it is because we're all like looking for it and all want it, but we don't know what it is, nor we want to talk about it. So it's pretty cool. I like that. It makes me want to bring up loving people more and
we did have a whole podcast on porn. That is true.
It is true.
Wow.
I feel like we all have also had a podcast about love, though. I have to look it up.
I'm pretty sure we have.
I remember the porn one. I remember the love one if we had it.
We did. It was very interesting. Is that up? Yeah. It should be.
My week's been a lot about like trying to like reconnect with what's important and all that stuff, like you know, family and friends.
Yeah, how do you feel about
it? Is that what the book talks about?
Do you
what, family and friends?
The book, the love. Like, yeah. what did she say?
About what? Love?
About love, I don't know. Was she like, it was good? It was good, the end. Like,
it's perfect. Okay, this is perfect because it's Black History Month and Valentine's Day. And this is about Bell Hooks. So I can spread some good news about her. Now, I think something else eye-opening I was learning about was, I think I talked to you about this, is, and I have said it on this podcast about how we treat kids. Like, I was like, oh, get whoopings, blah, 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 blah. You know how cool that is? Yeah, you know, that's not that cool. That's not real love. You know, that's not a cool thing to do and to share. I kind of take that back. You know what? Kids should not be get whoopings, all right? I have learned. So just talking about, like, you know, how they're individuals too and how appropriate it is to punish children or be mean to them, but you don't do that to adults. And that, you know, what's the difference between a child and an adult, essentially? They're the same, you know? So that's pretty cool. That's yeah. Something else. So what do you think about that, Brandon?
Well, I think it's great. For a long time, like, even up until recently, like, it was totally okay to, like, spank your kids or hit your kids. But, like, if anybody were to hit a dog, like, they would, you know, the world would freak out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is crazy.
It really, I'm laughing at the bird, not at child abuse. It really is crazy because it, you know, you think about, like, different stuff that happens to, like, kids, and you're like, okay, well, if you do that to an adult, like, we'll visit you in jail. Like,
mm-hmm.
no contest, no argument, like, no dispute. If you do that to a grown person, like, you're in prison, you're in jail, depending on how bad it is. You do it to your child,
they'll grow out of it.
If it's really bad, someone might call CPS, and CPS might ask you to stop. It really just depends.
Sorry, I'm laughing at Rosie too.
Crazy.
Clarify. But
we can never have a good, serious, full-on conversation about child abuse. There's always something today.
Well, literally, as you were talking about CPS, she, like, took the case from Grandpa's pocket and just threw it on the floor.
We're going to call him on you, Bird.
Yeah.
You're the next call.
Well, Sierra, I respect your opinion, but I want to ask you this question. Do you think that we ought to have more severe punishments for young people who, if they're not punished severely, end up at some point killing somebody, doing what, and spending the rest of their lives in prison? In other words, stop them when they start going off the rails, so that they don't go even further off the rails and end up seriously injuring or killing somebody or damaging their own life completely.
Well, a beating isn't going to change that. Like, the research shows that beating children just teaches them either don't get caught or that strength rules.
Well, I'm not saying beating. I don't necessarily mean beating.
Well, I mean, and I'm not, like, saying this in a way that's like, you know, you did this, you're awful, because, like, we're also of the generation that, you know, was punished physically. But, I mean, if you do it to a grown person, you're going to jail. I don't know. Like, that's my end all thinking of it. It's just that, you know, if you can't do it to a grown adult that is kind of fully matured or has some kind of, like, full-ish mental development, then, like, how can you do it to a child and not expect, like, a severe change? Like, it, like, abuse changes how your brain works. Like, it changes the way that your brain grows as a child. Like, no matter what kind of abuse it is, if it's mental or physical or, like, emotional abuse, like, it changes the way that your brain grows and is shaped and how you develop, like, completely.
I the reason I bring it up is because I live pretty much in the city of Philadelphia, and there's hardly a day that goes by that there aren't shootings where someone is severely injured or killed. Hardly a day that you don't read about it or hear about it. And it really seems to me that something needs to be done, something drastic needs to be done to stop this shooting and killing every day.
There's another shooting today. Oh, sorry, go find us.
No, please, go ahead, Brandon. I'll keep mine.
Oh, just there's another like school shooting today. I forget what state, but like I think three people got murdered, and probably the ease of access and the lack of mental health, like ease of access to guns and how easy it is, and then complete lack of like I don't know a ton, but like Reagan's doing, where he just closed down a bunch of like, the mental health facilities, even though a lot of them are really bad, like all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, I think the bigger question isn't like what, how do we punish this, or how do we figure out how to like force this out of them? It's like, how is this happening? Because there's, I'm sure, a lot of poverty in these high crime areas that you're talking about. Well, it's a metropolitan city, so I'm sure there is a lot of like wealth inequality. I don't know enough about Philadelphia, but like even where I live, like we have a lot of food deserts, and it's a huge problem because what was already like the poorer part of the city is now also dealing with not even having access to just like regular ass food or produce, and they're relying, well, before there was literally nothing there, and they like they had like three or four grocery stores, and then it was like almost all at once they decided to like close up, and the reason that they gave was shoplifting, which also begs the question, okay, well, why are people needing to shoplift? Why don't the people in that area, if everyone is shoplifting from this store in this area, then what is going on with the income, and where is their money going that they can't just buy groceries like people are at every other store in the city? But they closed those down and they literally had no options. They were basically just busing people from one half of the city to the other half of the city where the grocery stores were still open. I would ask, like, is your state money or like your city money going into schools, or is it just going to like the people that run like your school district or run your school? That's a big factor too, because if your school is pissed, like if you have, you know, mold in your, you know, if you have mold in your school, or you have pests in your school, or you don't have, your books are from, you know, before Obama was elected, you know, all your textbooks, or I've been to some schools where I'll find like the staff bathroom or the adult bathroom, but I'll walk past and see the children's bathrooms or the student bathrooms, and like they're so old. They're old, they're terrible. Some kids have gotten trouble in the bathroom, so they've decided to just like block off a whole bathroom or like half of the stalls so kids can't be in the stalls, or they've taken the doors off the stalls, like just crazy stuff. But like, you know, you can't even like piss and wash your hands like a normal person like you would at home. Like, that would piss me off and make me not, that's the shit that makes me not want to come to school. And then when you're not at school, well, what are you doing? You're fucking around in the rest of this, you know, not great environment where you don't have anything to do. You don't have a lot of guidance because for whatever reason, you know, there may not be an adult in the home, or your adult, you know, is working so that they can afford to go across town to go to the grocery store, you know, where they do keep it open. But there's like so many different factors that go into creating, you know, a shitstorm that you see.
Can't a family that is in a poverty level get food stamps? Doesn't the government give any family that is needy food stamps? Or am I wrong about that? I don't know.
It depends on the income level. There's a lot of people that fall into like a gap where you make too much money to afford food stamps. And I don't know if that like necessary. I don't know if the food stamp like limit is how do I say this? I don't know if the like maximum amount you can make for food stamps has been adjusted for like cost of living, because if it costs like, you know, if your rent is like $3,500 a month, for example, like that's a lot, but like, for example, like $3,500 a month is your rent, and you know, you can't make more than $3,000 a month to get on food stamps or something, like, you know, that's not going to work. Then you won't qualify, even if you really need it. And I know some places, some states, you know, more conservative states are always trying to make up new fucking rules for food stamps. You know, you can't buy lobster with food stamps. You can't buy, you know, you can't buy, you know, a steak with food stamps, because how dare you be poor and want steak or lobster. And I just saw something, I think last month, where they were trying to remember what state it was. Someone, maybe it was Oklahoma. Someone had like a crazy ass, maybe I can look it up, but they had crazy requirements for food stamps that they wanted to, that they were wanted to implement, where it was like you couldn't buy white bread. You couldn't buy white bread. You could only buy food. It was a proposal where you can't buy white bread or white pasta. You can only buy like whole grain pasta and brown rice and brown bread, brown rice, brown pasta. You can't buy fresh meat. You can only buy canned meat with it. Even though that's sometimes more expensive than just buying like, you know, a dollar pork chop or something like that. It was like, it was a huge list of things that like they wanted people to not even be able to buy with their food stamps. And so that also comes into play where it's like, okay, well, I can only buy a certain amount of things. I can only buy certain things. Are they even at this store? Are they going to be at this corner store where I have to get my food? Because I live in a food desert, so I don't even have, you know, a Walmart or somewhere to go to get this food. So am I going to have to travel all the way across town by like bus or something so that I can get the food that I'm allowed to get with my food stamps? There's just like a whole lot of hurdles that go into just being poor, as if being broke or poor isn't hard enough.
And food costs have just gone up astronomically. The cost for
and
food.
Wages haven't gone up.
And that bit. Too. And wages don't go up. Wages don't go up. Food goes up. Food's gone up like 11%. Wages or cost of living has gone up too.
Do you feel it, Grandpa? Like the price of food in the 70s compared to now? Like how much out of a dollar it takes?
In the 70s?
70s, 80s, yeah.
10% or less of what it is now.
But 10%. like comparative to the value of currency back then, is it 10%?
Well, I would say that it's much more expensive today to buy.
It, I know. I
percentage
don't like
wise,
it.
It's much more expensive to buy food today. There's no question about it. I mean,
even with the currency rate, right? Like,
even with the change in currency, I mean, everything's been gummed down. The United States of America used to print for the public, $100, $500, and $1,000 bills. Okay, now the highest denomination is a $100 bill. Now, money is only worth less than 10% of what it was worth, let's say, in the 60s. So if you go from 1,000 to 100, that means that's only 10% of the value. And then if you take the fact that $100, that would be 1,000 to 100. Would be 10% of its value. And then on top of that, you're only getting 10 or 15% of the value of what it was in those days. So you're getting basically a dollar bill can only buy 2 cents worth of food today compared to what it used to be.
Yeah.
It's like crazy.
So if you're saying 10%, then like obvious, anybody who walks around with $100 bills, that's like, whoa, that's crazy, right? Like if you're to flash, but to flash a bunch of $10 bills in the 70s, that wasn't a huge deal, I would imagine, right? They weren't that guy's a baller.
Not at all. Nor 20.
Not at all.
But because they want to try to stop counterfeiting, it's always they always have a reason that, you know, like 1,000th of 1% of the problem creates the new laws that screw everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making any sense.
Linus, I cut you off a while ago. What were you?
Oh, I mean, second thing, with everything that Sierra said, I'd also just argue Grandpa's point of when we should put someone in jail, essentially, is what kind of saying, like, or when do we put someone that's doing something wrong in behind bars where they do worse things. And I think Sierra just gave so many options or so many things that we could work on before. I think the easy answer in throwing someone behind bars or pitting them as an enemy or pitting them as a danger. I think there are things that are not easy. They're not the easiest thing to do, but I think that we have the ability to, you know, help out most things, all those list of things that she said, plus more. I mean, honestly, there's so many different options rather than just to put someone behind bars. I'm definitely starting to get not only anti-capitalist, but very anti-prison too. But I know there's an issue with, you know, people on the street and everything. But I think we got things that we can systematically fix too, that, you know, that can happen.
What about giving an option, let's say, to either go to prison or jail or go in the military?
No. What? No. I'm not dying for the country. I don't feel like I have to go to war for, you know, I don't think those are two. I still think those are two punishments where I think that how about you go to jail, army, or counseling, or you.
Well, what if you get good training, and you learn a profession that you can make a decent living out of? Very few people now are engaged in actual battle.
I mean, I don't know if that's anything.
You know, the military
doing harming people on the street that are civilian, our own people. I mean, I'm not trying to say that people that do military are bad people or anything like that, or that I just think there's more options than even that. I think there's more options than the military, being put into the military or going to jail. I think that there could be maybe something a little bit different.
Well, what are the options? What options would you have to stop a person who's violent, who would go out and beat up somebody, shoot somebody, regardless of what their background is? Because there's people from all kinds of backgrounds that end up in all kinds of lives. Some are very successful, some are somewhat successful, some aren't at all. So it's not always about the background.
I'm not even, I don't think
what solution is there?
I don't even think I brought up background at all in what I just said. I just brought up the solutions, but we'll just stay on that topic of it not being about background. Still, there's so many options rather than just throw someone in jail or to put them into military, in a sense of maybe asking them why they did what they did, starting from there, you know. But I do understand these people can be dangerous to everyone. And, you know, like, you know, I don't know if I could ask someone that just got a murder of someone right in front of me if like, hey, why'd you do that? Are you okay? You know, I'm not saying to that extent, of course.
Would you like to sign up for the army?
Yeah. I'm not.
You should, you know what? You'd be good in the Navy, bro.
We need you.
What? Someone. You know where you should have done that?
No. Let me give you a third, a hug. No, joking.
You can keep the gun just pointed over there.
Right. No. I ain't saying all that. I just think that, you know, us as Americans, at least from what I know, we just jump to something real negative and punishing. Maybe I'm just in the sauce of this love book, but I'm like, maybe we could do something not so negative, you know? I'm not saying we gotta give them a treat. I'm definitely not saying give someone a treat for, you know, beating anybody or doing something or robbing somebody, but, you know, I don't always think an eye for an eye is always the answer. You know, things are black and white and gray.
Yeah, I found this article on the SNAP. It was SNAP, but not food stamps. It was SNAP benefits. And it was Iowa state legislature. And like, this is what I mean. Like, it's hard enough not being broke and then going to the store for like three things. And then you still end up spending $50 because the inflation is just out the ass right now. But then you have these people who are just going out of their way to punish you while you're being broke. Because this was going to ban, this was going to make sure that you can't buy any white grains. So only 100% whole wheat bread, brown rice, and whole wheat pasta. You can't buy baked, refried, or chili beans. You can only buy black, red, or pinto beans. You can't buy cooking oil, spices, or salt and pepper. And you can't buy soup, canned vegetables, and fruit. You can't buy fresh meat with this proposal. You could only buy canned meat like soup, like salmon or tuna. And you can't buy sliced, cubed, or crumbled cheese or American cheese. Was that it?
Is this a new proposal?
Yeah, that was it. This was a proposal to change the restrictions on Iowa SNAP benefits. You know, just making up things to punish brown people because that's who buys and uses chili beans and refried beans and, you know, things like white grains like, you know, flour tortillas and white rice and different kinds of other grains that are common there and just fucking fresh meat.
Well, there's always awful people making suggestions like that, but they rarely come to any fruition as far as the law.
But sometimes they do. I don't know what would stop. Iowa's very conservative. I don't know what would stop this from going through.
I have a question.
This is only 3 weeks old. Yeah.
The wealth inequality that you were talking about, like, I think it's like 20 people own as much as like the bottom half of the entire like world money wise.
Yeah, like the bottom 55% of people.
It's like literally like 20 billionaires or whatever. Like the government, the US government is horrible at like using the tax dollars well. So how would like what would be a solution for getting the money from the top 20 billionaires like to actually help people without it just being pumped into like military industrial complex or like, you know, that kind of thing?
Well, Biden's trying to do that, but the Republicans don't want to allow it. You know, they've been trying to do that. It was very unfair that during the pandemic, it was compared to a war. And during the Second World War, the wealthiest people in this country paid 91% in income tax. People that earned over $200,000 a year, of course, that would be today like 2 million. But today, instead of the increasing taxes on the wealthiest people when we really need the help, they lowered the taxes for the richest people. They gave the average people a little handout, but it didn't last very long. So it's really it's a crooked situation. The wealthiest people should be paying a much higher tax rate than what they've been paying.
Yeah.
But my point is, even if like I completely agree that it should 2 million and up 91%, like I have no problem. But like the when the government receives those taxes, like they're gonna allocate it like very little to programs like this, where they're like, oh, you can't even have like white grain and you can't even have refried beans. You know what I mean? Like,
it really requires the government to just nut up and just do something simple. Like, we're not proposing things that are astronomically, you know, complex or sophisticated. It's, you know, don't ban fresh meat. Don't ban fresh meat and fruit, you know, from the people who are already, you know, suffering, quite frankly. You know, don't ease up the safety regulations on a train that can carry Chemical X and mustard gas and I don't know, fucking napalm all on the same train, you know. don't loosen those up. These are simple requests. You just require, you know, don't tax me, you know, 30% and then go tax Jeff Bezos with his Carnival yacht, you know, a third of a fifth of a penny come April, you know.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that man went into space and came back and said, thanks for the money, dummy.
Yeah, this is the U.S. military is good at fighting wars, but it sucks at managing money, partly because of its convoluted bookkeeping systems. 8.5 trillion, yes, trillion taxpayer dollars doled out by Congress has never been accounted for. Scathing review of how basically a lot of this money that goes to the military, they just have no idea what it's being spent on. They have no idea.
I remember a couple years ago, somebody was like snitching a little bit because I remember there was a story about like some really like it was like $250 like toilet seats or something like that. Like there were like two or three like weird ass stories about the military just like wasting the shit out of everyone's money. And then no one ever talked about it again.
That sounds like drug money laundering.
That's what I was about to say. I was thinking about saying it, but I was like, this is a front. Which I was tell you.
Yeah. Well, it's really good, Finest, that you started drawing with Sharpie. I think that it's a good counterbalance to everything else. Whoa, what is that?
Wow, Sharpie. Great.
It's a face.
No, who is that?
I like
that. Very good.
I like that.
Whose face?
I don't know.
It's the face of capitalism.
It's the face of capitalism. I'm
very
right.
Good.
That's the
face of capitalism. Speaking of capitalism, it's going to hurt, but I may have to leave Twitter in a couple months because it's getting so ghetto.
What? Because of Elon Musk taking over?
The shit doesn't work anymore. I'll literally be scrolling on my phone and I'll click on a tweet, I'll be reading it, and I'll go back out onto my feed, and like right when I see another interesting tweet beneath it, the whole thing refreshes. I don't even know what it does. It's like the top half of the page stays the same, but then everything subsequent that I was interested in learning about disappears and refreshes with some other random shit. But somehow if I scroll enough up and down in both directions, I'll find the shit that I was looking for. Sometimes it'll refresh like two or three times, like a second, like it'll just keep refreshing. And I'm not updating it because everything after the update is even worse. Like they have views now on Twitter. You can see how many times someone has viewed your tweet, which no one wanted. I can see everyone's stupid check marks that are different colors if I update it. I don't want to see that. There was something. Oh, he's going to start charging people to tweet more than 20 times a day. What else stupid is going on? He's going to charge us to use Twitter now. It costs $8 now instead of $3 for premium Twitter. And he's so mad that no one even wants to talk to him or look at him anymore on Twitter. He's firing people for letting him know that his engagement is down. He said, guys, Twitter's broken again. We need all cylinders firing. We got to figure out what's wrong. And they're like, what do you mean Twitter's not working? He said, well, I only got, 60,000 likes on this tweet. I only got 60,000 likes. Last year I was getting 200,000 likes. And they said, girl, they don't like you anymore. And he said, get out. You're done.
He fired.
He it did.
Like 5,000 employees, like 66% of the workforce or something like that.
All 10 out of the 12 people that are still freaking working there.
I've never been on it. I don't even know how it works, and I'm just as happy.
I'm devastated. I'm devastated. I'm going to have to go back to freaking Instagram. I hate Instagram.
Wait. You guys, what is your screen time? Like, if you go on your phone, does it show you in Google?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Maybe. I probably don't want to know, but.
It's going to be really
all right.
Sad.
Mine is 338, which is a lot, in my opinion. But I've hit
for what?
338 for phone use today, but I usually
oh that's just phone use.
Just phone use, yeah.
Oh no.
I do. Monday it was 5 hours 45 minutes. Sunday, February 12th, you could tell that I didn't have much to do that day because I had 14 hours and 41 minutes.
Have you filed your income taxes?
Grandpa, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to look at your screen time?
Don't know. Don't want to know. Too much junk. Just too much junk right now. It's like everybody's like busy with all this nonsense. I call it just a bunch of junk.
Yeah,
now. I like nature and music, and you know.
Yeah, it's just junk.
We're really into the core grandpa and chill vibe.
It's just junk.
He's literally.
I don't deal with it anymore. I don't care about it anymore. It's just junk.
It is good to go outside. I do like a good outside time.
Yeah, I miss outside.
We had some warm weather today. How about where you guys are located?
Yeah, it was nice out.
It's very windy, very cloudy, depressed.
It was windy.
I was stuck in Austin during the big winter storm. So,
damn.
It was some light rain for like 45 minutes, and then the city broke apart and fell down and shuttered, and everything was stopped. It was like literally like I walked out in a tank top some of the time. So
you were there when there was no power for like 10 days.
There's no
days.
Power for like most of some people still don't have power, but like a section of the city didn't have power for like 10 days. We never lost power, but like everybody's like, this is the most dangerous the roads have been in like years, and this is horrifying. And I was driving along in like my Hyundai with shitty wheels, and it was like literally it was totally fine. So, but you know, Texas.
You've got that northerner's winter driving skills.
Yeah, like nothing. Yeah.
In your brain.
What were you gonna say, Sierra?
I was gonna say it was very windy today, but the temp wasn't bad. But then I was gonna say, but now the wind terrifies me, like I'm Mark Wahlberg in The Happening, because I'm just waiting for this Ohio vinyl chlorine to sweep down.
Scary.
Yeah, cancer rates are gonna go up for sure. Like birth defects.
Said, you'll be fine. Just don't drink the water. But it's fine.
Or breathe the air.
Just don't. Just.
Just die.
See, now you, just die. Literally, honestly, just die. I said this would be easier if you just weren't
you
here.
Have to drink water or breathe. Have you tried that?
Bezos is hot if everybody else dies.
You said what? What happens when it's going to wet?
Who's going to man the yacht for Bezos?
The most disenfranchised person at that time.
Rosie.
She's ruffled, bro. Is she molting?
Yeah, she looks.
Give me a bite.
Did anything ever happen with that other bird?
No. Petey? No, we never found Petey.
Petey flew to Canada like a freed slave.
Petey's dead inside the wall, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
More than likely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Rosie's good.
Yeah, I just smacked her because I don't know what to do. I've told her 1,000 times. She's either pulling on my whiskers, biting my ear, and I mean, she hurts. Her beak's like razor blade. And I don't know what to do.
What you need to do is you need to swing through your local Popeyes and then come back and then just show her the wing and just be like, this is going to be, you need to get it together.
This could be you
need to get it together.
I know people.
I don't want to hurt her. I love her. But...
I fight animals.
Or you just I love you pull, her, but she you hurts. Pull apart the wall and you say, oh, look at what I'm capable of.
just show her the hole. No, that's terrible. But don't play with me. Don't play with me. Show her the drumstick. Show her the wing. Say, do not play with me.
Do not play with me.
What is your favorite fast food restaurants? What are your favorite fast food restaurants?
Jersey Mike.
That's a good one.
They're doing very well, by the way. They're doing terrific. financially?
That's a tough one. What is my favorite fast food restaurant? Maybe Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. I just had Taco Bell like two nights ago.
You can get a lot of bang for your buck. White Castle isn't bad either. You know, nothing wrong with the good White Castles. Popeyes is not so bad. It's kind of expensive, but it's good.
Let's say Popeyes or Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah.
Is that fast food? Yeah, does that count?
Yeah, sure. Shake Shack does great.
You know, they're not that bad.
Like good business.
No offense.
Oh, my God. I want to.
I would say Popeyes, but every time I go to Popeyes, there's about a 1 in 5 chance I'm actually going to get some food and get sort of what I ordered.
I go through McDonald's almost every day, and I get on the dollar menu, I get a plain hamburger, and I tell them, don't put anything on it. And when I go through there, there's ketchup, pickles, and onion on it every day. I tell them the same thing.
What?
Put nothing on it.
What?
Never mind. Okay, but I guess maybe you can go to a different McDonald's. There are a lot of different ones.
That's a good idea.
Go to Wendy's or something, bro.
They probably see you and they know you and they're like, we're going to tell them.
But let me tell you what, that McDonald's app, if you're going to McDonald's every day, the points you get and the little Atla, the coupons and stuff that you have on that app, very worthwhile.
That's true.
Grandpa would accidentally invest in the stock and lose like $1,000.
Not at this rate.
In McDonald's, going every day, he can keep.
That's the only thing I believe. Food is so expensive now that it is cheaper for some people to just go get fast food instead of going to the store. You might be on to something. That would be for the best.
I couldn't believe the price of lobster tails today.
How much is it?
Rarely ever eat them. But Linda bought some lobster tails. I guess she wanted to make a nice dinner. And it was like $40 for two little tails. I mean, unbelievable, the cost of food today.
I guess I don't know enough about lobster. I've eaten lobster at a restaurant, but I've never tried to make it. I've never tried to cook with it.
I never bought it at a grocery.
What were you used to paying?
So I don't really know because I really never bought them before. I didn't buy them. I know when you go to a restaurant, they're very expensive. Guys, I'm going to say goodnight.
All right. We did it. We did it, boys.
Congratulations.
That was the most upbeat sentence Grandpa said all night.
You guys, it's really nice to be on with you again. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
He's got to get rest. But he's recovering.
Have a good weekend.
I'm glad you're feeling better, Grandpa. Stay healthy, okay?
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Podcasting with Grandpa Bart and Rosie, always on his shoulder. This is Grandpa and Chill.
Grandpa and Chill is brought to you by your hosts, Brandon Fox, Bart Frank, and Finest Jackson. Our producer is Sierra Doss. To watch and listen to full episodes of the show and follow us on social media, visit grandpaandchill.com. That's grandpaandchill.com.